everyone. Okay, I'm just making sure that this video is going to work this time. Oh, yay, it did. Okay, I just did the whole Monday Mindset and it didn't record. So I'm going to do it again. But welcome to the Monday Mindset today. I'm so excited to talk to you guys because today we're going to be discussing a lifestyle mentality, how to create a lifestyle mentality, ditch the diet mentality, so that you can really lose weight for the last time this year. So my name is Erin Hart. I am a registered nurse health coach, and I empower women to lose weight for the last time and achieve their goal body within 1 year with a sugar and flour-free lifestyle so that you can find peace with your food and your body and freedom from cravings. So living in a healthy body really will give you the energy and stamina that you need to fulfill your life's purpose and to have the confidence to chase your dreams. So that is why we're here. That's why we're here. That's why I started the Year of You. And in the Year of You, like we talked about last week, I do guarantee your success. I guarantee that you will achieve your goal body. And if you don't do it within 1 year, I will coach you for free until you do. So that guarantee is conditional on you attending the coaching calls, you following the blueprint with 95% consistency, and filling out your and turning in your weekly accountability sheets. And as you do that, I promise that this is the success path. This is what leads to healthy, sustainable weight loss. I was 284 pounds. I know the struggle, and I promise if I can do it, you can do it too. This is, I designed this program to just help you to have the ideal support community around you. One of the new things that we're offering here is a mentorship program. So when you get to your goal body and you complete the Year of You, you can continue in the program for free as a mentor. And this really helps you with that transition into maintenance and helps you to create the ideal support system for yourself going forward and while you're in the program. So really the ideal support system, you need a third of your support, one-way support coming into you. You need a third of your support system being with buddies and a community, right? And then a third of your support needs to be going out. Kind of like a lake, right? Like we live in Salt Lake City, and the Great Salt Lake, it only has support coming in, and it's one of the saltiest lakes in the world. Almost nothing can grow in it. Like there's like a couple organisms that can grow in it because it is so salty. But as you have water coming in and out, that's what creates a freshwater lake. And so that's what we're trying to do with our support system here, is to create the ideal support system for you where you have support coming in, you have support with a community, with your buddies, and then you have the support going out and you're helping others who are behind you or who are struggling, right? And that's how we create the ideal support community, and that's how I'm setting up the Year of You to help you to achieve that. So the mentorship program is so exciting because as you get to your goal, you will have the opportunity to continue to receive that one-way support yourself, continue to receive the peer support, and have opportunities to help and lift other people. And so, it is really exciting. You know, the difference between a mentor and a buddy is that a mentor provides one-way support to you. They don't expect you to support them back. Just like a coach, right? Like coaching, I support my one-to-one clients and my group coaching clients, but especially the one-to-one clients, like there's that one-way support. I check in with them every day. You know, they can reach out to me with any questions and I don't expect them to support me back. You're not really a coach when you're a mentor. You're just holding a space there to provide people with that one-way support. And in turn, you're the one that is strengthened the most in your program. That's has definitely been my experience being a coach. But a mentor is a really great opportunity to help someone else and strengthen your own program. You know, to become a master at anything, We have to first learn it, then we have to do it, and then we have to teach it. And so what we want to do is become a master with our sugar and flour free lifestyle. And and that really helps us to create that lifestyle mentality, that it's not just a diet. Like, this is something that we're trying to create as an identity in this lifestyle. So if you have questions about the guarantee or the mentorship program, please reach out to me. I'm really excited to provide that for you guys. And I hope it motivates you to start taking that uncomfortable action, taking the action that it, you know, the guarantee and the mentorship program are conditional on you doing the success work. And you don't have to be perfect. You know, we just ask you to come to 90% of the meetings to demonstrate that you have been consistent with the blueprint that we give you, with 95% consistency. So you have that room in there for compassionate curiosity. None of us are perfect, and we learn the most through our mistakes, but it's all about quick and constant course correction. So I'm so excited about the future of the Year of You, and I want to just thank you guys all for being here. And for those of you who are starting the Success Path course, we start on Wednesday, and this is going to be a great opportunity for you to get to the end of the year. So as of last Saturday, it was 100 days until the end of the year. And so this is the perfect time for just that 100-day challenge. We can do like the 3-month Success Path course, get you through the holidays, and really just help you to build momentum in your program. So let's talk about the different mentalities, as far as like a diet mentality and a lifestyle mentality. In the beginning, when we first are starting a sugar and flour free lifestyle, a lot of times we come with a diet mentality, and it really is okay, right? It's okay. Like, we have a goal of losing weight, and you know, but we have to just remember that the difference between a diet and a lifestyle is that diets are short-term fixes. So you change your eating temporarily until you get to your goal, and then a lot of people regain their weight because they go back to the way that they used to eat before. But the goal is not just to lose weight, but is to keep it off forever. The lifestyle mindset, in contrast to that, it really leads to sustainable, permanent weight loss. It's not about being perfect. You know, we ditch the all or nothing mentality. We ditch the perfectionism. We just constantly and quickly course correct when we make mistake. You know, so the lifestyle mentality, we do try to be all in, right? And you have to be consistent to be able to see results. But the lifestyle mentality is different than the diet mentality, because you're not focused on just that short-term goal. You know, it's so important for this way of eating to become part of our identity, for it to be sustainable, not just a quick fix to achieve an outcome. So we gotta ditch that diet mentality and adopt the lifestyle mentality. So how do we do that? Well, James Clear, in his book, Atomic Habits, he teaches that to create a new identity, we really need to first decide the type of person that we wanna become. And then number two is to prove it to ourselves with small wins. Susan Pierce Thompson, she also said, you know, we construct our identity over time, largely by watching our own behavior. So the difference between who you are right now and who you want to be is what you do. It is those small actions that we choose to do consistently each day that either nurture our new identity as a healthy person, or they destroy that new identity, right? It's up to us. We decide who we want to be and what we want our lives to look like in a year, in 10 years and beyond, by the small decisions that we make and the actions that we take today. That is the power of today. I know when you're starting this lifestyle, it can feel so overwhelming. I remember when I started, like, the thought of not eating sugar and flour for my whole life, that was so hard for me to wrap my head around. And I didn't know if I really wanted to do that. But what I found is you know, because I had the goal of losing 120 pounds when I started. I was 284 pounds. I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I was ready to just take uncomfortable action to get to where I wanted to be with my health so that I could be there for my kids, so I could live the life that I wanted and not be restricted and hospitalized and have all the diet related diseases, right? So I wanted that peace with my food and my body. I wanted freedom from the constant cravings I was having. But the idea of giving up sugar and flour forever, that felt really scary to me, and I didn't know if I could actually do that. So let me tell you how I approached it, and hopefully this will help you to think of it in this way. So I decided that I was going to go all in with this program until I got to my healthy ideal goal weight range, you know, that 10 pound range. So until I got to my goal body, I was just going to go all in with this. I was going to execute the program and without excuses and exceptions, you know, just having that humility, learning from my mistakes. I wasn't perfect at all, but I went all in. And so, so my goal was to get to my healthy goal body, my healthy goal weight range. And then I was going to maintain that for 1 year. And so I told myself that once I do that, I'm just going to reevaluate whether or not I really want to continue this lifestyle forever. So I kind of had that diet mentality in the beginning, which I think is okay. It's fine. Like, whatever gets us started, whatever gets us going. Because once I got to that point where I had lost 125 pounds, I'd maintained it for a year, I had built such a strong identity. The stark difference between my life when I was morbidly class 3 obese to when I was healthy and energetic and confident, you know, when I felt peace and freedom, it was such a stark contrast. I knew, like, once I got past that year of maintenance, like, yeah, there's no way I ever want to go back to the way I used to eat, because it produced that result in my life. And my life was so much richer without the sugar and flour. But it took me that long to get there. I had to, you know, I had the short-term mindset in the beginning. But once I started living this lifestyle and seeing the benefits of it, that is what helped me to create that identity and the lifestyle mentality. And, I have a good friend, Noreen Savage, and what she always says is, if you go back to your old ways, W-A-Y-S, you go back to your old weight. And so, you know, we have to just remember that, yeah, it is a lifestyle. It's not a quick fix. There are no magic pills. If you're looking for something like that, you're really in the wrong place. What we want here is just evidence-based, healthy, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. And as we execute this lifestyle, we can achieve so much peace and freedom. So build your identity by watching your own behavior. Remember the power of today. You just take it one day at a time. Like, you don't do the whole year of you at once. That is so overwhelming, right? You just take it one day at a time, only for today. Like, I'm only going to do this today. I don't know if I'm going to do this tomorrow. I might eat sugar and flour tomorrow. I don't know. But I am not going to eat it today. That's the mindset that we need to have in the beginning. But eventually, it does become so much easier. It becomes effortless. And you get to that point through a lot of days that you've won, a lot of winning the days. So I have a challenge for you to help you to really create a strong identity in this lifestyle. I want to challenge you to a 100-day challenge. Like we said, last Saturday was 100 days until the end of the year. And so what we are going to do, and you know, you can choose to participate in this or not, but I want to invite you to win the day for, you know, do a 100-day challenge and win the day, like with the goal of 95% consistency. Quick course correction, no binging here, but quick course correction if you go off plan, you know. And so in the Success Path course, in the Healthy Real Food program, we help you to customize a meal plan that's right for you. And the right plan for you is the one that you can stick to. So some people have plans that are closer to 1400 calories a day. Some people have plans that are 1800 calories a day. And it's fine. Like any plan that you choose, that's the one that we go all in with. And the goal is consistency. So it's not perfection, it's just consistency and quick course correction. So I want to challenge you to this 100-day challenge. Do it with me. I printed off all my sheets and trackers today, or actually I did it last Saturday, and I put them all in a binder, and I'm doing it with you. Like, I'm right here on this path with you. I experience food addiction myself, and that's why I'm here and so passionate about it, because I understand the struggle, but we can overcome. We are stronger together than we are alone. So I want to invite you to do this 100-day challenge with me. I invite you to attend 90% of the meetings. I invite you to be consistent with your meal plan, and turn in your weekly accountability trackers each week showing the 95% consistency. And if you do that, I promise you, you will see incredible results. You will see amazing, extraordinary success. The way I came up with this is just by interviewing so many people who have been extremely successful with the sugar and flour-free lifestyle, by reverse engineering my process, reverse engineering the process of my clients who have had the best results. And so this is what we do. This is what they do to achieve that kind of success. And you can absolutely do it too. I have no question in my mind. I'm not special. You know, they aren't special. Like, of course, we're all special and they're special to me. But, you know, we're not different than you. Anyone can be successful with this lifestyle. Statistically, a lot of people aren't. But it's not because they don't. It's not because they can't, right? It's just because they choose not to. But once you have the support, the guidance, and accountability that's in this program, that is how we create an environment for success. And with consistent, uncomfortable action each day, you can absolutely change your life. And it's not always going to be uncomfortable, just in the beginning. You know, you are doing something that's hard, but you're strong, and you're so much stronger than you know. So I really look forward to seeing you guys in the Success Path course. If you are enrolled in that or in the Year of You, we will be meeting on Wednesday at 1 to 2 p.m. this Wednesday, Mountain Time. So I can't wait to go through this Success Path with you, to teach you the framework that will help you to achieve that lifestyle mentality. And I hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. And if you're not in the program, just remember you can always sign up for a free, no obligation coaching call with me. So I do 5 of these free calls per week. I donate 2.5 hours of my time each week to helping people for free who are not in my program. So if you need a strategy session, if you need some advice or tips with your sugar and flour free lifestyle, reach out to me. I would love to support you. These are not sales calls. Like, I can definitely tell you about my program and we can see if it's a good fit for you, but there's not like pressure to join my program. I just truly, sincerely want to help you to find and achieve extraordinary success with your health goals this year. So have a great day, you guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.